Nick was born to immigrant parents, Boris and Dushka Vujicic, in 1982 in Melbourne, Australia. Nick was born without any arms or any legs. His father was a hardworking pastor, his mother a compassionate nurse. They loved their son, but they were totally overwhelmed, and they were unprepared for Nick's future and what it would hold. His parents struggled to find the balance between protecting him and letting him live life on his own terms. The challenges grew exponentially when Nick started school. His classmates avoided him, or they made fun of him and called him names. They called him freak. One day, a group of boys pushed him off the edge of the playground into the dirt near the fence, and they left him there. It was an hour later that a teacher finally found him. Nick tried to hide his tears when he came home, but his mother could see through his forced smiles. Nick and his parents would pray together at night, asking for God's strength and God's mercy. But to Nick, those words were empty. How could God allow him to suffer this way? He asked again and again. As the years passed, Nick learned to mask his pain better, but he was desperately lonely. He had no friends. He would come home after school and he'd lock himself in his room and he'd stare at the ceiling. Nick felt trapped, like his body was a cage. On Sundays, Nick would go to his family's small church, and as Nick's dad was preaching about hope and purpose, Nick would find himself thinking, "Where's my hope? Where's my purpose? Where's my hope?" In the gospel passage today, we're introduced to Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Bartimaeus is a phrase in which bar means son. So we're told, meet the son of Timaeus, who is the son of Timaeus. This introduction emphasizes Bartimaeus' father, and Bartimaeus' father's name, Timaeus, meant honored or highly valued. So Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, means the son of one who is highly honored. Who is the son of one who is highly honored? And yet, Bartimaeus was anything but honored or valued. When he's introduced in the Gospels, we're told that he is a blind beggar. He's sitting outside the road into Jericho, and he's simply trying to survive. For Bartimaeus, suffering wasn't simply the loss of his sight, it was also the loss of his dignity. He was probably ostracized. He probably didn't have any friends. He was probably mocked. He probably felt like his life had no purpose or opportunity other than to simply beg for scraps of food or a few small coins. To those passing by, he wasn't Bartimaeus, the son of honor. He was just another beggar, another obstacle in the way, another person who they should hush and push to the side. Have you ever felt that way? Like Nick, like Bartimaeus, many of us have moments in our lives when we feel trapped. We feel trapped by circumstances beyond our control, by physical challenges, by emotional pain, by psychological trauma that we haven't fully processed, maybe even by a sense of worthlessness. It can be easy to feel like life has no purpose, to question whether we even matter. A while back, I was going through a personal challenge, and a friend gave me a card. On the cover of the card, it said, God helps us grow the most through life's most painful circumstances. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, that's true. As I was going through this challenging time in my life, I was becoming more compassionate towards others who were suffering. I was better able to understand certain types of pain. God helps us grow the most through life's most painful circumstances. And then I opened this card, and on the inside it said, "What a bad system." It didn't actually say bad, but I can't repeat exactly what it said. And I thought to myself, that's also true. It's not healthy for us to be Pollyanna-like and to pretend like life is perfect, to wake up each day pretending like we won't have any suffering and pain, to wake up each day and say, "Thank you, God, for making life so difficult." If we do that, we're just pretending to be thankful. We're not really finding gratitude in our lives. While Bartimaeus was certainly aware of his challenges, he knew that he had to beg just to survive. He did have one thing that couldn't be taken away from him: his voice. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, even though he was told to be quiet and stay in his place, Bartimaeus cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus, being a beggar, had probably been forced to learn persistence, to make sure that others could hear his pleas. He'd learned not to be silenced. After all, his survival had depended on it. So he cried out even louder with desperation and determination that cut through the crowd. And what we hear is that Jesus heard his cries, and Jesus stopped, and Jesus said to those around him, to his disciples, "Call him here." After years of being ignored and overlooked and treated as less than human, the one who performs miracles, the one who transforms lives, was saying to Bartimaeus, "I hear you. I see you. Your life matters." We read that Bartimaeus sprang up, he threw off his cloak, and he went to Jesus. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase. And that's exactly what Bartimaeus did. Casting off his outer garment was an act of faith, a declaration that he would no longer need his beggar's cloak. He took the first step, trusting that Jesus would be there to lead him the rest of the way. In short, his time begging had taught him to survive through persistence, to continue calling out. And this led him to Jesus. His time of suffering equipped him to participate in the miracle that Jesus performed. Bartimaeus was no longer just a beggar by the roadside out of Jericho. He was seen, he was heard, and because of Jesus, he was healed. Nick Vujicic felt a lot like Bartimaeus. He felt like his life had no meaning, like he had no value or honor. He had no friends, no purpose. He felt like a freak. And then one day he read from John's Gospel in chapter 9 about a blind man. And Jesus said this man's blindness wasn't because the man had sinned, but he was blind so the works of God might be displayed in him. And that hit Nick really hard. Maybe, just maybe, God had something bigger in mind for Nick. When Nick was 17 years old, the janitor at his high school, who'd watched him navigate life without any limbs, thought that Nick's story could be an inspiration to others. The janitor asked Nick if he would share his story with a small group of students. Nick was reluctant, but he decided to take that first step, to take that leap of faith, and to do it. He spoke honestly about his journey, about being made fun of and mocked, about having no friends, being avoided by his classmates, about the suffering, about the loneliness. As Nick spoke, the room was filled with a heavy silence. Students leaned forward to hear each of Nick's words. Tears streamed down many of their faces. And at the end of his talk, many of them came forward one by one to tell Nick how much his story had meant to them, how it had resonated in different ways with each of them. And that moment changed Nick. He began to realize that his story mattered. His life mattered. His pain could have a purpose, and his persistence through his struggles could be a beacon for others who were facing their own challenges. Nick's faith took on a new meaning. He began to see that God could use all of his experiences, good and bad, to help share God's love more broadly. In 2005, Nick started a nonprofit, Life Without Limbs, dedicated to spreading this message of perseverance and hope. Nick began to travel around the world, speaking at schools and at churches and at conferences. His message again and again was the same. It was simple, yet beautiful. He said that no matter the challenges we face, with God's help, our times of deepest pain can also be times of profound growth. The gospel passage we heard today concludes by saying Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. But the next verse, the very next verse after our reading today concludes, picks up the next chapter of the story. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it." Immediately after Bartimaeus was given his sight and followed Jesus on the way, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on his way to the cross, and Bartimaeus followed him. The stories of Bartimaeus and of Nick and of countless others who've faced unimaginable challenges remind us that all of our journeys will include pain and suffering. We will never escape the challenges and disappointments of this life, but we can find purpose and hope within those challenges. And we also may not find hope and purpose on the timeline we want. After all, Nick was 17 years old before he even began to find this hope and meaning in his life. And Bartimaeus was an adult when he was finally healed and found his direction in life. But just like Nick found purpose through his time of pain, and like Bartimaeus found healing because he'd grown through his time of suffering, you and I, we too can have a future that is rich with possibility and promise. When we persist in our faith, even in the midst of suffering, we can allow God to transform that pain into something beautiful. We may not see the whole staircase, but we can take that first step, trusting that Jesus will be with us all the way. So today, wherever you are suffering or in pain in your life, I invite you to cast off the cloak of despair. Don't pretend like your life is perfect or without suffering, but choose to follow Jesus nonetheless, knowing that the journey ahead, though filled with challenges, is also filled with the promise of grace and redemption and transformation, and the promise that Jesus will be with you always. Amen.